Good morning, Durango. It's time yet again for your favorite talk radio show and mine. That's right. It's time for Cycle Squawk right here on KDOR Durango. I'm Brendan Schaefer. This is my co-host, Joe Hanrahan. And today, we're going to talk about the F word. That's right, folks. Farmington,
New Mexico.
That's right. Otherwise known as Charmington. We have a very special guest with us today here. I want to say good morning and welcome to our guest, Farmington local, Will Farmer.
Good morning. Thank you guys for having me. I'm super excited.
Yeah, we're psyched to have you. So there's a lot to talk about here about what's going on down south of the border. I'm not even sure where to begin. First of all, let's just clear the air. I feel like we folks in Durango, we're super fortunate, and we have kind of a bad habit of, like, turning our noses up at the Farmington area, get a little snooty. Would you guys agree?
I feel like you're looking at me when you're saying this, Brendan. We've had this discussion.
We're all guilty of this. I know.
It's true. You're a huge fan.
Every weekend, I have become a huge fan.
All winter, you would come back and speak the praises of the riding down in Farmington.
Yeah.
A lot of that has to do with our guest here, Will.
Yeah.
Making it happen down there.
Absolutely.
That's so awesome. I've gone down a couple times to ride. I've had moments. I think I need to, like, follow you guys around a little bit.
Yeah, we need to start doing some trips. I came around big time over the wintertime, just wanting to ride my bike. I didn't really embrace ski season this year too much, and I wanted to keep riding. And I started going down to Farmington instead of going up north. And I was just really pleasantly surprised every time. And I started to learn the area, and I started to realize that there's a lot of different type of stuff, and it's like, it's beautiful, it's an incredible area. So I feel like people don't realize it's like high desert, just, you know, beautiful high desert setting, and there's like a burgeoning mountain bike scene down there, right? And that's what we have Will in to talk to us about today. So Will is a recent Fort Lewis College graduate. So that's pretty cool. Congrats, Will.
Thank you.
And so just, like, give us a quick rundown of, like, what's going on in Farmington, I guess. Where'd it even begin? I want to hear, like, I mean, did you mountain bike as, like, a kid growing up in Farmington?
Definitely. So I would say my start on two wheels was more motorcycle-based. Yeah. I grew up riding and racing motorcycles. And then the reason why I got a mountain bike was one of my childhood friends got a mountain bike to cross train for moto. And that was the first time I've ever ridden a nice bike with disc brakes and just modern geometry. And I thought it was so cool. And it actually inspired me to get my own mountain bike. And then starting at 15, I started doing the local races like the Road Apple Rally, the Boggy Draw, stuff like that. And then it really wasn't until I finished high school that I started riding bikes more serious and becoming more of a cyclist.
Cool. And so, so moto is kind of like you're into mountain biking. That's interesting because it seems like most people start on a bicycle and, like, get into moto. But Farmington is kind of like an amazing place to be into motorcycles, right?
Yeah, it's definitely a moto mecca, I would say. There's tons of open spaces with awesome trails. And on a moto, it's almost like you have free range, it seems like, with all the sand washes. And
it's
a great place.
That's cool. So, you know, when I, at least this winter time, when I started to really get turned on to what's down there, you know, I started off riding, like, the Kinsey Trail. And so I think that's part of the Road Apple Rally, right?
Yep.
And is that a newer trail?
No, I'd say Kinsey's is probably one of our oldest trails that we have. I've heard that it started out by motos riding it, and then kind of mountain bikes adopted it too, and then now it's actually one of our non-motorized only trails.
Oh, cool.
Definitely one of the OGs for sure.
Yeah. Okay. And so that riding the Kinsey Trail, I realized that I was kind of missing, like, some of the maybe cooler stuff up there. And I, I guess the area that contains like the Wild Bill Trail, Lakeview Tightrope, is that a trail?
Not officially, but hopefully the BLM establishes it soon. Okay. So fingers crossed on that.
Yeah. Seven Sisters is another one. So that area, those trails are encompassed, or you would call that the Glade Run area?
Yep, correct. Okay. And there's a great way to access that. You can park at the traditional Kinsey's parking lot, or if you turn by Farmer's Market and follow a dirt road, you can drive in a couple miles, and there's actually some cool dirt jumps that you can park at.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a pretty cool play zone, and then you can lap, like, Seven Sisters, Lakeview, Wild Bills. It's, like, a nice centrally located spot to lap those spots. Or if you're coming from Durango and you want to park more towards Aztec, if you park on Light Plant Road, you could access the Glade Run from the north end.
Yeah.
And that's a really sweet way to do it, too.
Cool, cool. So I noticed that, you know, like, you can really ride down there year-round because it's kind of like it's sandy, it's rocky.
Yeah, I'm definitely hoping that the word gets out there that Farmington is a great shoulder season destination, and maybe even if we work it right, it can become a winter riding destination because we do have year-round riding, like you're saying. The terrain, the dirt, it's really good for all season. So I think that's something that we can leverage, especially being so close to Durango where there's so many cyclists and
Yeah. You
kind of get to decide, am I going to ride my bike today or should I go skiing? It's kind of a unique place to be.
You should ride your bike. Right?
That's probably true, yeah. Yeah. Choose the bike.
Yeah, I don't know. That's just me, though. and so it's not just that area. There's a lot of other stuff going on. Like San Juan College has invested hugely in mountain biking, right?
Definitely. There's a bike park underway that San Juan College is behind. That's super awesome. There's also the East Glade Trailhead up in Foothills. That's next to the traditional Kinsey's parking lot. I'm seeing a bunch of Colorado license plates still parking at the old parking lot. But if you drive down the road a little ways, there's a brand new skills park and parking area. There's a small, medium, and large jump line. It was made by Single Track Trails, the people that were up at PIRG for a little while doing a bunch of work up there.
Yeah.
And so it's professionally built. It's very nice, and it's a lot of fun for sure.
See, I don't know. Why don't we have that?
So that's a great question.
I mean, Durango doesn't even have that.
I mean, that's part of the plan with the Durango Mesa thing.
Right. We should get someone on to talk about that sometime.
That's true.
I don't know. I mean, I don't really know anything about what's
going on.
I don't
even know who we would almost talk to about that
project. We'll look into that. We'll look into it.
Would you say, when you're saying that, like, the traditional Kinsey parking lot, is that kind of right where that, like, 90-degree turn in the road is?
Yes, okay. Exactly.
And then, so if you make that turn, the left...
Yeah, like make that left turn and then go down the hill just a little ways, and then there'll be a right turn you can take on Calibre, Cal Norte, however you say it, and then you'll run right into the new parking area and skills area.
Okay.
So that's a separate skills area. There's two, right? There's that one that's on that neighborhood, and then there's another one that's at San Juan College. Right?
Yep, correct.
So Farmington has two basically brand new, like, bike park and skills areas.
Definitely, and it's super exciting. The city of Farmington is working on another bike park plan. It's called Juniper Basin, and they have gotten a IMBA Trail Accelerator grant to help with that.
Wow.
So it's going to be a three-phase project, and so we're getting super excited for that.
That's so cool, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, I definitely hope that Farmington can kind of beat Durango to the punch of progressive riding, maybe directional trails, features on trails. I think that Durango is kind of lacking that in trail amenities, and so Farmington can kind of capitalize on that and start advertising that and attracting those type of riders. It could be a strength for them.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like the whole area is just really forward thinking with wanting to invest in mountain biking and trails, and they have the space to do it.
Yeah. I don't know if I would say it's always been like that, but this new movement with mountain biking, you can definitely tell there's so many people riding in Farmington. They're super open to it. The trail infrastructure looks better than ever. You can just tell that the ridership is healthy in Farmington, so it's exciting to see what it turns into the next couple years.
Yeah, cool.
That's super cool. What's the organization? So you're part of a trail organization down there, and you talk with the land managers?
Yeah, right now we're participating mostly with ATOS, Aztec Trails and Open Space. Okay. And then there's also another group called Farmington Area Single Track.
Yep.
So those are the two nonprofits that are working with local agencies to help bring new infrastructure and maintain the existing stuff for us.
Cool.
So let's talk really quick about you just graduated last year?
Yeah, last fall I got to do collegiate at Durango.
Oh yeah, that was awesome. I watched
goodbye. I got so that to watch. Was so cool.
And you had some pretty good results, right?
Thank you. Yeah, I felt like I tried my best and was happy with how I went out.
You got podium on the for downhill.
Yeah,
cool.
Yep. And dual slalom. Yeah, that kind of surprised me. I didn't really think of myself as a slalom rider, but
yeah,
I just like to go out and compete and then challenge myself.
It was challenging conditions up there, dude.
If anyone was up there watching it was amazing. It was like 6 inches of snow, probably.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah. It was an experience of a lifetime, and just being able to race in Durango. I've never gotten to race a World Cup, but that's what I imagine a World Cup feeling like, with people lining the trails and screaming their heads off.
So much energy.
The epic conditions. I thought the mud made it even more glorious.
Yeah, it was awesome. So for people who don't know, collegiate national championships happen in, you know, like mid to later October, at the end of like the collegiate mountain bike season. And so Durango hosted that race last fall at Purgatory, which, you know, Purgatory in the middle of October can see some snow, and there was some amazing weather that made for amazing racing, and it was super cool to go and watch that.
It was a bummer that they weren't able to race on the downhill course.
Oh, that's right.
That was wild.
Yeah.
I mean, we rallied. Yeah. There's 100 people or so showed up with shovels to shovel tape to tape.
Dude, the community came out.
It was like a foot of snow.
Yeah, they shoveled miles of the trail for us just so that we could race the World Cup track. So I've never felt so supported by the community, too. I'm like, man, they love us. They want to see us race. So that was so cool to see.
Yeah.
And then you did, but I guess I didn't know you were on the podium in the revised course up against all those, because more like cross-country guys were making it happen on that.
Yeah,
like
we had
the flatter, slower track.
We had to race Diggler, which was the XC downhill, so the XC kids definitely got more laps and more time on the downhill. But I love a challenge. I didn't care that we weren't racing an actual downhill track. I try super hard to be an XC rider too. I wish I was better at the endurance side of things, so I just took it as a challenge, and I wanted to be Natty Champ, whether it was on Diggler or World Cup. I didn't really care. That was the goal that put me at Fort Lewis, and that's the goal that got me through college. So I was there to see it through.
That's super cool.
Yes.
Super cool.
That's awesome.
And then you graduated that fall. So
And now I'm done.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
What was your degree?
I majored with environmental studies, and then I got a minor in business.
Cool. Okay, so let's talk about that for a minute. So you have a minor in business, and you also are involved with a business, right?
Correct.
That you co-own?
Yep. Neil Hannum and I started a business called Aztec Adventures. And so him and I are partners, and we're working on a tour guiding service and also an event promoting company focused down in San Juan County, New Mexico. And our goal with doing this business is to advocate for New Mexico and show people its beauty that it has to offer.
Yeah.
Me being from New Mexico, I really love it, and I see its beauty. And then coming to Durango and experiencing Durango culture and Durango beauty, I really hope that we can leverage Farmington's geographic location, and we can bring some good parts of Durango down to Farmington, and then maybe some good parts of Farmington up to Durango, and just bring the two communities closer.
Heavy duty.
That's awesome.
That is really cool.
That's good vision.
Yeah, that's an amazing vision. And you guys have already successfully held like several events, right?
Yep, correct. We did the Galactic Grinder. That was a gravel riding experience. We did Roost the Ridges, which is an enduro riding experience.
Yeah, I did that one.
Thank you.
It was really fun.
Glad you enjoyed.
I'm
going
to definitely, I would encourage everyone to do it next year. Is it going to be, is it going to happen again?
Yes, we're definitely planning that one again.
Yeah.
We're trying to find a spot on the calendar. So if people have suggestions, definitely hit us up. Let us know what works. We're thinking early season.
Yeah.
We don't want to be putting stuff in the summer. It's hot in the desert in the summer.
Yeah.
We want to be in the mountains.
Yep.
So we're definitely playing off that shoulder season, time
I think
frame.
That's great.
Yeah.
Rooster Ridges was like a nice tune up, I think, for a lot of local folks to get out and all the local racers and stuff.
It was so fun. It was a really great event. It was a really good time. And the trails that we raced on are awesome, and that'd be a great way for, or just a kind of an impetus to get people down to Farmington to check out some of those trails, because it's a really cool riding area.
And then when was the Galactic Grinder? Was also early season, right?
Correct. Yeah, that was in March also. So we got super lucky with a snowstorm that barely missed us. But it worked out perfect. The Durango crowd was out in full force. And I think it actually, like you're saying, it served them as a tune-up before they started their race season and before they started traveling. It was a good local opportunity to go out, dust off the cobwebs, and compete with your local friends.
Yep.
Cool. And you have some upcoming events, right?
Right. We have two events coming up this fall. One is the Holy Grit Gravel Grinder. It's going to be based out of the Wines of San Juan Blanco, New Mexico.
Wow.
We're really looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. We have a 15-mile, a 40-mile, and a 65-mile option.
Cool.
Where riders are going to be riding parts of the Old Spanish Trail. So we think that historic component's pretty cool.
That's really cool.
The Largo Wash actually has a bunch of historic history with ancient pueblitos and drawings on the wall, petroglyphs. History is really rich through there. So we hope that people will find that interesting and be able to connect with that, with traveling the route maybe in a different way.
Yeah, that's so cool.
That's awesome.
And so is the winery, is which winery is it?
It's at the Wines of San Juan. It's a little below Navajo Dam.
Okay.
They're in Blanco, Turley, New Mexico.
Cool.
It's a very beautiful venue.
Yeah.
We're super excited for that since our last events have been based out of a dirt parking lot, feedback, and we think a venue could add value, so we're excited to see how people accept
that. That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. So it starts and finishes at the winery?
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep. That's nice. So you could, you could have like a really nice kind of after party with some wine tasting.
Right. And we also have camping available on site.
You can
camp Friday night and Saturday night for $25. And so there's going to be food, music, beverages, hopefully kind of an after party vibe like you're talking about. I have some friends, Danny J, he is going to round some of his crew up and they're going to come play some music for us.
Oh,
hopefully
nice.
Put on a little show.
That's awesome. Yeah. So what's the date for that?
That'll be September 17th.
Okay, September 17th, folks.
It's coming
Mark
right
that
up.
On your calendars.
Yeah, it's coming quick. Go get signed up.
Yeah.
You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and look us up in Race Roster.
Okay. And do you have a website to sign up? Is that the best way to do that?
Yeah, you can find us. We do have a website. It's ASEC Adventures. Or you can look us up Facebook and Instagram, and that should get you there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, follow the links.
Go.
Look up,
man.
Go Google ASEC Adventures and
gravel bikes and wine.
Yeah.
It's very sophisticated.
Tell your friends.
September 17th, 2022. That sounds really cool.
Yeah, we're excited.
I'm into that idea. And that's not all, though, right? There's some other events coming up.
Correct. The next one is the Durango to Farmington Bicycle Tour.
Okay.
So this is actually a second time event that we're doing this one. It's actually a tradition that my business partner, Neil, has been doing for 30 years.
Oh, yeah.
He's led a group of friends with him down to the desert every year just to kind of cap the year off and also showcase the desert's beauty. He loves the desert, and me being from Farmington and him being from Durango, this is kind of where that idea started of connecting the two cycling communities. And
cool.
What better way would that be with an event.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the idea with the Durango to Farmington. We've been talking with Fort Lewis College a little bit and also San Juan College a little bit of how can we connect the two schools. Can we possibly make it a fundraiser or just how to integrate it into the schools, maybe starting and finishing at them or something
like
that.
Oh, cool. That's a great idea.
Yeah, definitely. And same thing with that ride. We have three different options. There's the full tour, which is around 55 miles.
Okay.
And then we have the Dirt Lovers Only portion, which is around 25 miles. And then we have the Tiny Dirt Tour, which is 15 miles. And the idea with having different distances is maybe you're not comfortable with the full thing, but you have friends or family doing it. You could hop in along the way and kind of finish out the ride with your friends or family.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that's fun. And so is that something you would ride like a mountain bike in? Is that more of a mountain bike tour?
So I would say it's whatever bike you want, mountain bike, gravel bike. We are excited to have a new route this year with only 8 to 12-ish miles of pavement. So it's going to be almost all dirt.
Yeah.
The Big Apple Trail is probably going to be the sandiest, most difficult part you would encounter on a gravel bike.
Okay.
So that's why we've made a bypass where you can bypass the Big Apple if you're on a gravel bike. So we're opening this up to all bikes, whatever you feel most comfortable on.
Cool, okay.
And it's not a race. It's just a touring element. So we're hoping to offer a variety of bicycle experiences, whether you're a hardcore racer, endurance athlete, or if you just want to ride with your friends, you know?
Yeah.
Party pace.
Yes.
Party pace. Party pace is popular.
Yeah. Why wouldn't it be? Of course it is. Everyone wants to go party pace. That's cool. Okay, so that one, do you have a date for that? Did we say?
Yeah, that is going to be October 22nd, another Saturday.
Cool. So Saturday, September 17th is the
Holy Grit.
The Holy Grit Gravel Grinder.
Yep.
October 22nd is the Durango to Farmington Tour.
Yep.
Cool. Okay, and folks can sign up for this or find more information at aztecadventures.com?
Yep.
Cool. Yeah, okay. That is awesome. And then, how about the future of Aztec Adventures? Like, what do you guys have any kind of like big ideas that we can talk about, or is it top secret?
You know, it's super top secret, but I can share with you guys.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. I think Aztec Adventures right now, we're just having fun with it and we're just seeing what works. You know, Neil and I are new to this, we're going on year two. And so we're just trying a variety of different experiences and seeing how the community receives it, what they like and what they don't like. And ultimately, we hope to make some events that are received well by the local community. And then if it has potential, we hope that it can eventually attract talent from all over the nation and kind of put this place on a map where people want to come visit and they're actually booking it in their destination.
Yeah. That would be cool. I could see that. I mean, I could see Farmington being like a winter mountain bike vacation spot. I mean, that makes sense to me.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. And then a huge component on what we're doing too is down in New Mexico, there's a ton of existing trails, but they just haven't had the proper studies, historical and archaeological, us to be able to get a permit to have an event on some of these trails. So that's kind of what Neil and I are helping the state of New Mexico figure out is which trails should be legitimate, which trails could we incorporate so we can have an event on. So that's kind of what Aztec Adventures hopes to do is just keep working with BLM and other decision makers of which trails, what infrastructure can we put in so maybe we can have more events or attract more people to the area? Because, I mean, we have so much open space and so much land out there. We oftentimes don't have to build new trails. It's just about using the stuff that's already there.
Yeah, no kidding. It is pretty amazing just how much space there is down there. That's what I think I love that the most about being on those trails is just you feel so... It's just so wide open. There's so much space. But, like, the Glade Run area is really, like, high desert, 360-degree views. It's like, incredibly beautiful.
Definitely, yeah. The views are incredible. High desert, I think that describes it perfectly. And what I love about riding down there is when you're heading north, you just get this beautiful shot of the La Plata's the entire time. So
yeah, right.
You just keep getting closer and closer and closer, and it kind of gives you reference to how far you've came. And then you flip around and you start riding back towards Farmington, and then you're going away from the mountain. So it's definitely so beautiful down there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great perspective of the La Plata's mm-hmm. from down there.
Yeah, people really need to get down and check it out. And the thing that I didn't really realize, so if you're going to ride the Glade Run area from Durango, you can get there in, you know, like 35 minutes if you park on the North Light Plant Road. Or I think that's County Road 574, is mm-hmm. that? Yeah. So there's a trailhead. There's maybe like two trailheads on that road that you're literally, you know, it's only like 35 minutes to get there. It's not, you don't have to go all the way into Farmington, New Mexico from Durango, which would, you know, could take you an hour. But if you take the North Light Plant Road trailhead, you're there in 35 minutes and you have access to a ton of killer trails that are pretty much year-round trails.
Definitely. And then you have also the Alien Trail, which is probably even closer.
Oh, yeah.
That's
five
like, what,
star classic.
25 minutes,
yeah,
30
yeah.
minutes from Durango. Yeah, we're definitely trying to get some more trails to suck people into Farmington, get them to start spending some money.
Yeah.
So I would definitely recommend checking out a new addition that they've put in, the Anasazi Trail area.
Okay.
So the Anasazi Trail system, they added a flow trail called Jackrabbit.
Oh, yeah.
And it's yeah. a little over a mile, and it has over 15 wooden features built on it.
Whoa.
So it's super friendly and progressive, and it just really gets people stoked on catching a little bit of air and riding on some stuff that just isn't the same old, same old. So I would definitely check that out. Take the kids. They'll be stoked on it.
Yeah.
Make sure to hit the East Glade Trailhead when you're there because that's close.
Yeah.
And then you could even ride down the hill and get the college bike park in all in one day.
All in
you
one
know,
day.
It's not
sweet.
All.
I love that. Yeah. You know, it's funny. Last year going down and, you know, just kind of learning the trails, learning the area and, like, parking at different trailheads and stuff, I kept seeing more and more people from Durango down there because I think it is sort of like – on the verge of catching on and becoming more, you know, well-known and kind of popular or well-used area.
For sure.
You know?
Yeah, I would say, you know, even bike shops around in town stayed busier over the winter too, and I'm sure in Farmington they did as well, you know, and that's a good thing from our perspective.
Yeah.
For sure.
So we're going to kind of wind down. Get ready to send everyone off in their weekend. Just really quick, what are the bike shops in the Farmington area? Are there a couple?
Yeah, there's some really awesome bike shops. We have Bistai Bicycles, Sandstone Cycles, Havens Bike Shop, 505 Cycles, if I didn't already
wow.
say that.
Yeah, a lot.
So,
there's a lot of bike shops.
Yeah, there's a handful of bike shops, and they're getting some really awesome brands, and they're keeping... They're pumping the bikes into Farmington and keeping the community rolling, so I love to see it. There's definitely more bikes than ever before in Farmington. And a lot of people might not know that Farmington also has a really awesome river trail that's been getting improvements too.
Oh, cool.
So
yeah.
That just might be another spot worth checking out if you're looking for new riding experiences with the family, just looking to get out of the house.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That'd be nice in the wintertime. Go down. What's the place? What's the burger place down there? Isn't
ooh.
There some?
What's the best place to?
What's the best place to get a burger?
There's Five Guys, but that's more franchisee.
Yeah, there's okay. some. Darner's got some Farmington burger spot.
Oh, I should know this. This is so bad.
Oh, last question's the hardest one.
Dang it! You stumped me.
What's your favorite place to get food down there?
Ooh. I would say there's this Thai kitchen that I really like.
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful House in Aztec. That was
yeah.
my favorite.
That place is classic.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to say guilty pleasure, Chipotle. I didn't just say that. I take it back.
There's the bell.
All right. We hope you have a great weekend. Will, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for coming, Will. That was awesome.
Till next time, this has been Cycle Squawk on KDUR.
Thanks for listening.
Go ride your bike.